Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Oh, hello there, and happy holidays! If you're like me, your mailbox and inbox are beginning to fill with the obligatory year-end updates from family and friends, exotic vacations, fulfilling careers, the accomplishments of so many perfect children. Ah, tis the season. And so, we've collected a few Christmas newsletters for some festive fun. Names and locations have been changed, of course, because if there is one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that there's always room to read between the lines. And chances are, it's a wonderful lie.
Welcome back to It's a Wonderful Lie. We're getting close to the end, you guys.
I know.
I don't want it to ever
flown by.
I know. I don't want to have to wait a whole nother year.
I know.
I'm Ashley Flowers, joined by Holly Laurent.
Hi, friends.
And Greg Hess.
Here we are again. Can't wait.
I don't want to. I mean, we can say that one more time, you guys. I am getting really emotional.
I know.
I'm getting sad.
12 Days of Christmas isn't enough. Let's extend it.
It's the penultimate episode.
So the letter I have today, I don't want to spoil anything, but there is a big secret that gets revealed. So have you guys ever had like a secret revealed on Christmas or like a secret surprise or anything like that?
Oh boy.
Yeah, like I hear a lot of people get engaged at Christmas.
Oh right.
Because that's a wonderful surprise.
I have a really nerdy one, which was the biggest Christmas gift surprise once was I got a trumpet for Christmas. This makes it seem like I grew up in 1921. I got a trumpet for Christmas that wasn't under the tree. My dad came in from another part of the house playing the trumpet, and it really shows the dorky, nerdy sixth grader that I was. Just, and we have this on video, I just screamed, "Hot dog!
Hot dog!"
Stop it.
Yeah. What?
Where is that video?
It's never coming out. I have it locked in a safe.
I was just like,
hot dog.
Hot dog.
No, I think I said, a trumpet. Hot dog. Like, everyone, why? I'm glad I went into comedy.
Hot dog.
My family, it was so Christmas crazy that we started doing so much weird stuff where we wanted everyone to come out on Christmas morning and for it to look like there were so many Christmas presents like piled high. So whenever there was any leftover Christmas wrapping, gift wrap, we would, in the middle of the night, my brothers and sisters and I would just start like taking pictures off the wall and wrapping them up and putting them under the tree. And just like books off the shelf, wrapping them up, putting them under the tree. And so it would look like there were so many presents. We were like, yeah, it's the best Christmas ever.
That
and then you
so
would open
funny.
It up and you'd be like, wait, this is the snow globe from my room. Like, this is the snow globe I got myself in Paris. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, so we did something similar. So we have, I think in a previous episode, I said we didn't have a lot of traditions. But like, now that we're talking about it, we do have this one that I never want to give up because it's so weird. My dad, so we do stockings on Christmas Eve. And he fills our stocking with junk. Like, cans of mandarin oranges. And like, the most like random stuff from around the house. And there'll be like one thing in there. There's like a gift card or like something. You get one little thing and then a stocking full of freaking nonsense. And I don't know why. Like, it brings me so much joy.
I love that. You got to keep that.
Yeah, so I'll probably even keep that going. Like, that's the one tradition that I'll keep forever.
That's fine.
So I will say, though, that none of those secrets holds a candle to what is in this letter.
Ooh.
I can't wait.
All right, you guys. So today I have, it's a little bit different. It's not like a traditional letter. So it's actually titled and it's called Dean and Ray Holiday Headlines 2020.
Yeah.
Which like I fully appreciate. I always say there's three people in the world. There's bullet points people, there's sentence people, and there's paragraph people. I'm very much a bullet points person. And so like this is right up my alley.
I've noticed that in your emails, Ashley.
It's a wonderful life.
Gather round, y'all. And that's the first bullet point. Whether you got this through email, Insta, the DJ Splendor page, or if you're the one person who made me drag my tired ass to Staples to print this out, seal it up and spend time in the Rehoboth Beach Post Office Super Spreader event. No judgment, Deanie. However you got here, I love you and I'm so glad you're here. I see you.
You see me. Are you in the house?
I see you.
Okay, it's is DJ Splendor Santa?
This letter is coming from inside the room.
Oh my God.
We need our human community now more than ever. Right?
Totally. I do like the detail too that you might have gotten this through Instagram. Like
Insta.
This is the longest Insta. This is definitely has a character limit. He had to cut and copy this several times.
I must say I've never seen a holiday newsletter on Instagram.
I mean, did he just send it through your
Oh, maybe
your
like
DMs?
If your link was in the bio or something, but
I think this is a hot DM.
Yeah, you think he's linking out to his Christmas letter?
Yeah, totally.
Also, what's the DJ Splendor page? Because that really stuck out to me as awesome.
It's in all caps, DJ Splendor page.
Okay, so this is his page, I'm guessing. This is pretty great. Also, nobody made you drag your ass to Staples, Dean.
But he does, like, yeah, he doesn't even have a printer. He had to go to Staples to print it. I get the post office, but my God. All right, bullet point two. Note. Do not forward.
Oh.
No matter how strong a connection you may think I have with the recipient, more in a sec.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
This just ensures someone's going to forward it. I feel like if I see something like this come across my email, I'm just more tempted to forward.
Ooh, this is very mysterious.
Oh, we're about to get juicy. Also, before you come for me, as most of you know how absolutely unforgiving I am about schedules, lateness, respecting my time. Same. Yes, this arrives dangerously close to the holidays. I get it. But
wait,
there were
who's coming for him? We're coming for him because it's late?
Well, like, who is like waiting with bated breath for this newsletter that they're like,
Dean, how dare you? I've been out at the mailbox every day because your tired ass didn't get to Staples.
Dean, it's January 3rd. Where is the letter?
Do not come for him, you guys.
Great.
Okay, we're cool, Dean. We're cool.
But there was necessary household discussion over whether to send this at all. Uh-oh. What content to include, etc. And I will not be rushed in an important all-circle communication like this.
Something is up.
Guys.
This caused a fight between him and, who is it, Dean and Ray?
Dean and Ray.
So Dean and Ray had a serious discussion about if it should go out at all.
I'm on the edge of my seat. And to
the
be honest,
up. This I know.
I've never been on the edge of my seat for any Christmas letter, so this had better pay off.
All of a sudden, I find myself swept up in an important all-circle communication.
Do not forward.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. I already tweeted it.
All right, next bullet point. What's going on with Dean? Everything.
Okay.
Yeah, the uninvited house guest named COVID brought my spinning career to a halt when the clubs went dark. But my shift to virtual domination is complete, and you can find all my Spotify playlists under Dean Scene. New creations every Wednesday.
Hell yeah, downloading Dean Scene right now.
You know what I've been saying. The party never ended. It just stayed in.
Not sure I follow.
Connecting with new crowds online has been mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing.
And if you haven't taken part in my introverts get on up streams yet, with respect, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong
this
with
is
me?
This is an introvert's worst nightmare. Introvert, get on up. No, I kind of want to stay in. No, what is wrong with you? Get up on the Dean scene. Dance around in your apartment by yourself.
Connecting with new crowds online. Is he having raves like on Zoom?
Oh, I wonder if it's one of those things where you like dance around by yourself in your apartment that people are that. Do you remember this whole phenomenon at the beginning?
No.
The beginning of quarantine, I feel like there were all these people that were really blowing up on Instagram by hosting virtual dance parties.
I knew nothing about this, but also the beginning of quarantine feels like 6 years ago.
No, I know. Kidding.
Remember that?
I remember being like, what if this goes like a month, you guys? I'm serious. What if this, like, I don't even know what I'll do. But I just love picturing, like, if he's hosting these online parties, introverts get on up, like everybody's going out, getting their MDMA, getting orange juice off of Instacart, and having raves in their own living rooms. And you know what, Dean, with respect, what is wrong with me? This sounds like a great time. Introverts, get on up.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Next bullet point. What's going on with Rey? And we come to the main course. As my most trusted circle knows, included in this mailing, along with thousands of dear and crucial acquaintances.
Thousands.
Link in bio. Remember link in bio?
Totally.
I had growing concern with Rey's behavior this year. Oh. The travel, the evasion over simple questions like, what does a dental instructor do and why does a dental instructor need to travel so much?
You know what? I've had the same questions.
For your dental
secret
instructor?
Family.
Yeah, totally. What do they do and where are they going and why?
I must say, I've never heard the words dental instructor.
I haven't either.
I've heard dental hygienist. I've heard dentist. What's a dental instructor?
I don't know, but they're traveling around. They're flying around. They're being evasive.
We're chowing down on the main course of this letter, and it is that Rey is a dental instructor mm-hmm. who's been traveling. I say secret family.
With some sketch behavior. Ooh, is that your... Yeah. Ooh, let's do this. You guess secret family. Greg, yeah. Best guess?
I'm guessing... emotional affair.
Oh.
I'm not sure what that
specific.
Means yet. I'm just keeping it open.
But I have to hand it to Dean for he has been sharing his problems with his partner with thousands of dear and crucial acquaintances.
No wonder this was such a discussion.
Most trusted as thousands of people. Can you even have close relationships?
Well, when you're DJ Splendor, you have friends all over the world.
I leaned hard on so many of you. Everlasting thanks for the advice provided during many desperate phone calls while I contemplated that such a perfect, enviable marriage could be ending.
Oh, no. I mean, this is the straight tea. I'm very, very worried.
I think Holly might be right. I think you both might be right. I worried that Rey no longer found me exciting.
What if...
I know. I hear you laughing at that very concept.
Yeah.
Because
did he worry?
Yeah, no, he did not worry. I mean, everybody finds DJ Splendor completely exciting.
That moment, though, of like sharing that like his husband no longer found him exciting, it's like such a vulnerable moment.
With all the thousands of people in his inner circle.
But then he immediately is like, can you even imagine me not being the most exhilarating thing imaginable? I love Dean.
But the mind goes to dark places in a vacuum of information. Christy, I know you sympathize from your years of depression. Oh.
Oh, no. Christy's
Christy?
Like, hey, leave me out
I
of
know.
This.
That's okay, Christy, girl. We all have a little.
Don't know, we all? Right. Don't we all?
But Rey, with the psychic connection we have always shared, sensed his behavior was threatening our paradise.
Oh, Rey.
Over one of his lavish kitchen creations and our and our signature family cocktail.
Oh, share the recipe.
Oh, wonderful.
He shared that he had been keeping things from me.
Whoa, and it made the letter.
It made the letter, and he made a big, nice dinner for it.
I want to know what the signature cocktail is. There were no details provided.
As that's recommended protocol when any member of the Central Intelligence Agency begins a new relationship?
What?
Wait,
Ray?
What?
Ray's a spy.
Wait, hang on.
This is insane.
You can't say that in a letter.
I'm going to read this again. Hang on.
Okay.
He shared that he'd been keeping things from me, as that's the recommended protocol when any member of the Central Intelligence Agency begins a new relationship. Oh my God.
They're married. It's not necessarily a new relationship. They've been married, and he thought his husband was a dental instructor.
How long?
So we were right. It was an emotional affair, and he did sort of have a secret family, a.k.a. the spy agency.
And Ray is also psychic. They've had a psychic connection.
Well, that's CIA mind control. That's not.
That's right. Yeah, that's totally.
Right. Also known as LSD.
Yeah. Did he just cook up a beef bourguignon and put together some Manhattans and then just drop this in his lap?
And is there like a certain point in your relationship when you're allowed to tell someone? Like, I mean, they're married at this point. Like, how long? Like, I just wonder if there's like, you know, 3 years, 6 months, 12 days. Like,
right.
If you can tell your spouse, but not the kids.
Or that's right.
If you have like a party line or something. But I love that Ray, I wonder if Ray was like, I'm going to marry this hot DJ who will be at the clubs and like on drugs. He'll never notice that I'm like traveling around.
I know.
Like,
could you have picked a worse person to tell though? I'm just kind of, I mean, I guess I'm just going to play this out. Like, you can tell people that you work at the CIA if you have a certain job. So I mean, I'm guessing that he's not like deep cover or something, right?
Well, I hope not if they're putting it in the Christmas letter.
Right, so he, because he said
he approved
it.
Our national security is at risk,
you guys. I know.
You guys, It's a Wonderful Lie just totally lost the war on terror.
Oh, no.
Well, so, yeah, I'm guessing that he's one of those jobs that you can tell people, but now DJ Splendor is kind of throwing it out to the larger circle in the newsletter.
But then why not tell him at the beginning?
I know,
I wonder
when
if you
they
can.
Got married.
Guys,
maybe
I feel like this
couldn't.
Is like a lie to cover up a lie. I think there is a secret family.
Yeah. Good point.
I think the CIA just sounded better.
Right. He teaches in a dental school for real, and he just has another family. But this makes sense of why he said the necessary household discussion. So it sounds like Ray gave his blessing for us to know this.
That's right.
And that's why, even though Dean is unforgiving about schedules and lateness, that's why this letter came late. Ooh,
well,
very
this is juice.
Well, Dean's definitely into it because he goes on to say, fam, your boy married a spy.
Fam.
Oh my God.
I was speechless. Miracles happen. I'm still learning the deets. It's not quite James Bond, laser pens, and Daniel Craiging around the world. There's actually a lot of paperwork.
Okay, so he's like an analyst for the CIA.
But there are fact-finding trips, assumed identities, and Ray even helped destabilize a government last year, but won't tell me which one.
Our own? He's part of the deep state. Oh no. DJ Splendor and Daniel Craig are gonna, this is the plot line of a movie.
And Dean's the one saying that when he was speechless, that was a total miracle.
Miracle.
So Dean's got loose lips.
Do not forward. Link in bio.
This is definitely like career suicide for Ray.
Well, I get you guys, there's no way you're doing fact-finding trips, assumed identities, but you're allowed to tell people.
No way. If he destabilized a government, this should not
he's
be
he's for sure a professor
in
having an affair.
He's a dental professor.
Can you picture Ray sitting down with Dean? Dean's like wearing, I mean, club clothes and like eyeliner and stuff. And Ray's like, well, I can't tell you which government I destabilized. While
crap.
He's like erasing a bunch of text messages.
See,
to Justin.
I actually do think that this is real because remember what were we watching when George H.W. Bush was the head of the CIA? He had to fly to Russia or something and they gave him an assumed identity, even though he was the head of the CIA.
Yeah.
So when they travel, they do go under so that there's no press attention or whatever.
Oh,
I'm on his side. I think he's married to a CIA person.
But is everyone in the world allowed to know that?
I think so. I think it depends on what job you have.
I'm really worried.
I'm not buying it.
this is going to turn into an assassination.
Ashley's still going with infidelity. You're going with I'm married to a spy. And I'm just like becoming so stressed out. I got to go.
You're just
get
getting so stressed that DJ Splendor is wrecking his career.
I got to get a Xanax.
Some things he can never tell me, he says, for national security reasons or whatever. But it makes so much of a difference to know why. Everything is on the table again. We're back. Your favorite couple is back.
Hollywood, if you're listening, I think we just found the perfect, like, Will Ferrell, Rick Moranis return vehicle. It's perfect.
Hence the secrecy, y'all. Please, no reposting or forwarding.
Too late.
Ray and I had a real heart-to-heart, painfully honest at times about sharing this info in the first place. But I will not be a secret keeper. Never have been, and I know all of you can keep this to yourselves. Ooh.
I truly think that the painfully honest conversation was Ray being like, Dean, you're too old to be a DJ. It's time to find a real career.
Maybe dental instruction.
All right, new bullet point. What's going on with Dean and Ray?
Okay.
As you can imagine, such a monumental act of disclosure brought us closer than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And we took that newfound bond and shared purpose right the hell down to the canning cellar.
Very hot.
Ever since Ray introduced me to the world of pickling and canning,
oh, literally.
It's become a beautifully communal spiritual activity between
us. Oh, my God. These two are too much.
This guy is a spy. And he pickles and cans and travels the world in an assumed identity.
I can't tell you where I'm going this weekend. I can give you the recipe to my spicy carrots.
So, yes, you hungry bitches can expect a mason jar of our Christmas pickles coming your way in the new year.
He knows my moniker.
Also, like, what a large production of spicy pickles for his thousands of people in the inner circle.
No,
like,
kidding.
This is a big batch.
Babe, what just came in the mail? A jar of spicy pickles from DJ Splendor? Who is that? Oh, it's this guy I follow on Instagram. He sent me a Christmas letter, and I signed up to get some of his spicy pickles in the mail.
I hope the cans of pickles are called Hungry Bits. Ooh, these are crisp.
Let that zip and crunch inspire you to bring your own special flavor to the world.
Okay.
And for all our single friends, let our bounty be a reminder of the sweetness that awaits you.
Oh my God.
When you do the work and make room in your life for abundance.
Wow. A little bit preachy there, DJ Splendor.
When you do the work and make room for abundance, also known as when you corner your partner and say, if you don't tell me what's going on, I'm out of here.
Yeah, AKA when you corner your partner and just accept whatever BS lie they give you about working in the CIA, I'm sure you can be real happy.
I know.
That is true.
Darling, I'm a spy. Oh,
okay. I'll stop asking questions.
Actually, I feel like that's good advice.
I have to tell my friends.
That's good advice for anyone who's trying to conceal something in their marriage,
yeah.
Where you just basically have to say, like, look, I wish I could tell you, but it's a matter of national security.
I mean, anybody could say that. I mean, Ashley, you could have started these podcasts as a huge front.
It's
yeah,
a
this
cover.
Is your cover.
It's all a cover. It's a lot of work. It's a big
cover. It's a hell of a lot of work.
How are you doing all this just as a front?
I have some big secrets to keep, you guys.
Spy name, Hungry Bit.
Now you know it all. Feeling kind of sorry for the other holiday updates you might be reading, because they won't yeah. have bombshells like this.
No kidding.
Honey,
I mean,
you're right.
You're 100%.
For real, though. Love to see pictures of your kids and hear about that regional promotion. It's all good.
No, we won't be sending that. We can't beat out CIA secret husband and pickles.
It's such like a brag, like, right? Like, he's like, you can send me pictures of your kids. It's fine. And you're like, regional promotion. My husband works for the CIA.
Go ahead and send your boring
Wish I could share new club dates where I would serve up holiday beats for y'all, but we'll get there.
Oh, yeah. Just go to the Dean scene
every
list.
Wednesday.
Tonight, we'll raise a glass to no more secrets.
I have a feeling that's not going to happen.
Or just a few secrets.
Yeah, there's going to be a few more secrets in this relationship.
Raising a glass to not asking questions anymore is what it is.
Yeah, raise a glass to never asking a follow-up.
Joy first. And we'll have another laugh at everyone who said a 30-year age difference was too much.
Oh,
whoa! Good for you, Ray.
Yes,
whoa.
Definitely have a laugh.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So Ray is nearing retirement. He just blew his entire cover because of his little loose-lip DJ husband.
I'm going 2050.
Would you love it more if Dean was a 50-year-old DJ?
Yeah, actually, yes, absolutely. I would love that. Also a better movie.
Also, he just said in the previous bullet point that, like, there are some things I'll never be able to know. And now he starts this bullet point with no more secrets, joy first. Like, hashtag there's definitely first. Secrets. Also, remember in The Americans when the husband, like, he had to sleep with other people in character, like,
what?
When he would be, like, Ray could be sleeping, like, those.
That's all part of it, Holly. Ray's like, I'm a dental instructor. I have to sleep with these guys just because I'm trying
it's
to
part
get
of my cover.
Deep secrets. I know.
Dean walks in on him actually with another person and he's just like, baby, it's for work.
It's for the dental thing. Remember the dental thing.
Well, what if Dean is his cover? What if this whole that's what the cover is?
That's right. Actually, it makes more sense that Dean is the cover.
Ray is straight.
Ray's straight. And Dean would be the worst spy of all time. I'm sorry I told them. I just had to.
We'll be draping tinsel everywhere, staying cozy by the fire, and sending psychic love beams to all of you, our biggest fans.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And remember, if you wake up to find an older bearded gentleman in your house, it could be Santa, or it could be Ray. If it's Ray, he's there for good reason. He's gonna kill me for writing that, but your boy never could help himself.
If Ray is in my house over Christmas, I'm afraid he's come to kill me.
Yeah, if there's a CIA agent in your house without you knowing that you walk in on like Santa, you're a dead person.
You know what? If there's one thing that the CIA and Santa have in common, it's that they watch you when you're asleep and they see you
they
when
see
you're...
They see you when you're sleeping.
If there's one thing when you're awake, it's Ray.
He knows when you're using your cell phone. Love and light, Dean and Ray.
So great.
Ray is my Santa this year. That was a true gift.
All right, let's turn up the DJ Splendor.
Well, there you have it. Your boy married a spy. And if you believe that, I have a bridge of spies to sell you. If you're spending the holidays with your secret family, don't forget to drop the needle of a Dean Scene remix and dance like the government's not watching. It's a Wonderful Lie is an AudioChuck original, created and executive produced by Ashley Flowers, produced by and featuring Holly Laurent and Greg Hess. Production assistance by David Flowers. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?